Touring Wichita Falls History, a journey through time. Wichita Falls has a diverse history showcased in the Historic Sites brochure and this audio version. Both are divided into three key sections: historic neighborhoods, historic museums, and lost historic sites. They include designated sites on the National Register and Texas Recorded and City Landmarks, along with areas and sites of historical interest that are yet to be designated. A short history of Wichita Falls. In the 1800s, this area was home to the Wichita Indians. A small waterfall near their village is thought to be the origin of the city's name. A life-size sculpture called the Wichita, located at Ohio and Wichita Street, by local artist Jack Stevens, depicts the legend, telling how an Indian brave sent his squaw into the river to find a shallow place to cross. When she said Wichita, meaning waist deep, she had found the best spot. Folklore stories indicate Mr. John A. Scott, a farmer from Greenville, Mississippi, acquired 19 Texas land certificates good for 640 acres each in a poker game, with this land later becoming Wichita Falls. The town was platted in 1876 by M.W. Seeley, who was hired by heirs of John A. Scott. A small community had already begun to form by the time J.H. Barwise moved his family to Wichita Falls in 1880. In September 1882, the first train arrived, the Fort Worth and Denver Railroad, and town lots sold briskly. As some of the first permanent settlers, the Barwise family set about making their home and community a hospitable place and encouraged other visionaries to move here, including J.A. Kemp and Frank Kell. The city of Wichita Falls was fully incorporated on July 30, 1889, and as the small community quickly grew into a bustling city, the original iron bridge spanning the Wichita River, which can still be seen today, was not enough to handle all the traffic. By 1896, the first mill in town was constructed and later became the Wichita Mill and Elevator Company when Kemp, Kell, and Morris Lasker purchased the business. Mr. Kemp, with assistance from Mr. Kell, financed and built the first spur lines connecting surrounding wheat and cotton-growing communities on both sides of the Red River with the city's central business district. Kemp and Kell also worked together to realize the development of the Floral Heights neighborhood, part of which is now recognized as a historic residential district. Wichita Falls is known for its ranching heritage, oil boom days, and pioneering spirit, which is still evident today in a fine sense of place and community pride. We hope you enjoy the tour showcasing our city's heritage, along with some of our tragedies, lost Wichita Falls structures. Preserving our heritage provides a critical link to our past for enjoyment by future generations.